You can take a road that takes you to the stars. No, I can take a road that'll see me through. I can take a road that'll see me through.
If you do take the road, you have to remember that driving in a car is quite head and shoulders above the most dangerous common form of transportation these days. That said, it's still becoming safer than it has been in the past, thanks to a combination of design changes, legal safeguards, public awareness as well. Americans today are more than 10 times less likely to be killed while driving than they were in, say, the 1950s. But now the city of Chicago is aiming to bring that number even lower. In fact, they hope to bring it down to zero. Last week, the city's transportation department released an action agenda that reads like something out of a utopian fantasy. Its stated goal, to eliminate all pedestrian, bicycle, and overall traffic crash fatalities within 10 years. As part of our ongoing partnership with Transportation Nation, joining us now is Gabe Klein, commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation. Gabe, you're optimistic in general, kind of a Pollyanna sort?
Well, I don't know about that, but I definitely believe you decide either you will or you won't make the effort to do something, but I don't really buy into can't.
So you think that zero is realistic, or is that just a kind of goal to aim for?
Well, I'm going to say it's both. Sure, it's an aspirational goal, but do I think we can achieve it? Yes, and we wouldn't have put it in there if we didn't think we could achieve it. We're already on a downward trend. Let's just look at pedestrian fatalities in Chicago. In 1994, 88 pedestrians were killed. In 2003, over 60. In 2011, 32. So as you said when you opened up the show, we're already making a lot of progress. In Washington, D.C., where I was a transportation director before, in 2003, total accidents and fatalities, motorists, cyclists, pedestrians, were 69. Well, this year, it's only 6 thus far this year. So we're on target for 12. So I absolutely believe that we can do it.
All right. Well, we're going to have you list off the ways that you're going to do that first. But first, let me just ask you about the human element. I mean, you can't, in the end, stop every single person in Chicago from getting into the car if maybe perhaps they're inebriated. You can't stop every single pedestrian from not paying attention to traffic and stepping out away from a crosswalk into traffic. It seems impossible to avoid any fatality at all that's related to motor vehicles and people.
Well, I think that's because people tend to think about, you know, through a lens, and they say, well, you know, there are DUIs or there are teenagers driving recklessly, you know, and they look at all the individual issues that make up the problem. And there's no silver bullet to this problem. You have to really make a cultural change over time. And that's what's already happening in Chicago, already happening in New York City, already happening in Washington, D.C. And what we want to do is speed up that cultural change. And as an example of cultural shift, I mean, I was just reading that Germany, their police department fired 85 bullets last year. We fired 84 in Harlem in one incident this year. So there are cultural differences in different places. And I think you're seeing a shift. As you see a shift back to living in cities, you're seeing a shift in tolerance for fatalities.
We're speaking with Gabe Klein, who's commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation. And Chicago has released an action agenda hoping to bring the number of fatalities from vehicles, pedestrians, bicycles, crash fatalities to zero within 10 years. So, Gabe, give me the bullet points. How exactly does one do this? Do you get people just to start taking public transportation?
Well, no, it isn't that. I mean, I wish it was that simple, but it's really a three-pronged overall approach. So broadly speaking, we're looking at engineering or re-engineering because many of these cities are old. Chicago is a very old city with a lot of great history. But we're constantly rebuilding the city. And the mayor, Mayor Emanuel, just announced about a month and a half ago, rebuilding Chicago. So we're going to, over time, rebuild the entire city. So we want to rebuild it with complete streets that serve all users and that are agnostic, really, of mode of transportation and more focused on quality of life and safety. Number two is enforcement. And making sure that we actually have active enforcement on our streets, because without a hammer, unfortunately, many people won't change their behavior. And so we are mapping out 1,500 geographic safety zones here in the city. and we are going to be putting in up to 20 different treatments to make them safer, from raised crosswalks to better signage to better lane markings. And then the third prong of this approach is education. And some people may have read that we put out a pretty aggressive education campaign last summer, right after I started, with mannequins representing the 32 ped fatalities, pedestrian fatalities that we had last year. And we also had a very aggressive campaign on buses, even on our trash cans around the city. So it's a three-pronged broad approach. And within that, though, there's many, many smaller elements that make this work.
So we're speaking with Gabe Klein of the City of Chicago. So once you start to get people perhaps on, as you say, raised crosswalks, when you start to get people educated, then how do you then deal with, say, the broken down car that loses the wheel? How do you deal with the inevitable accident? Murphy's Law will have to come into play.
Right. But it's very important to look at data, you know, and everything that we do, I mean, sure, there's a bit of intuition, right? But everything that we do, we look at data. So if we see that broken down cars on the side of the road are causing fatalities, then there are ways to address that so that broken down cars are extremely quickly swept off of highways and are not causing problems. If we see we have a problem with drunken driving, then there are ways to work with police to make sure that we address that, as we already are here in Chicago. So, again, I'm not somebody that believes that you can know what to do without the data. I'm not a believer in you can't do it. I think it's just a matter of prioritizing, as they have in Europe and as we already are here in the U.S. in many large cities.
Gabe Klein, Commissioner of the Chicago Department of Transportation, speaking with us as part of our partnership with Transportation Nation. City of Chicago, by 2022, free of traffic fatalities, right, Gabe?
We certainly are working towards that, yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.